Look, I know one of the biggest bonuses of a podcast is being able to skip through things you don't want to hear about, but I would encourage you just to sit tight for just a second, because as the war in Ukraine enters month three, it's hard to believe it's been that long, and you watch all the stories of families being displaced and lives being shattered, and you think, man, that's really sad. I wish there was something I could do about it. Here's the cool thing. You and me and all the potties could get together and actually maybe make a difference by helping families in Ukraine who have been displaced by all this violence. There's nearly 11 million people that have been forced out of their homes. And imagine that. You can't take everything with you. You've got to just pick and choose the few things you can carry as you try to get your family to safety. They say desperate times calls for desperate measures. Well, these are desperate times. That's why The Wally Show is partnering with Food for the Poor and 3,500 pastors in Ukraine and surrounding countries to help feed these people. And here's what's really cool. You can provide a meal for 25 cents, a quarter what we plug into a gumball machine. You could actually feed a child a meal. So now do some math with me. Your gift of a dollar would actually feed a family of four. Your gift of $10 sends 40 meals. Your gift of $25 will feed 100 people who desperately need it. So while this is a really sad story on the world stage, it is really cool to see the difference that a few motivated potties could make. So text the word WALLY to 91999. That's WALLY, W-A-L-L-Y, to 91999. And we'll send you a link to make a difference today. Welcome to Wally Show Aftercast. All the stuff we did not get to during the show. It, like, everyone fights me.
I want to tell a funny story.
I'm just trying to
Can
get
I tell
things
a funny
done.
Story?
No.
And you have to get out of here today.
I want to tell a funny story.
I don't have time for a funny story.
Well, here's what happened. Wally thought he was being clever and doing a video in the studio trying to catch me watching TikToks. Yeah. And then he forgot to even push the record button.
I think I hit it because I wasn't doing the facing camera. I think I had it like I wanted to show what I had just done to prove I was working. And then I turned it around. And as I did, I think my hand hit it off.
Now, what is
back
this
in my day? Button?
Okay, Grandpa.
The other day, I wanted my wife to shoot a funny video at home for the show. And so I did this whole thing. And it's one of those videos you can't recreate it. It's never going to be as good. And so I hand her the phone. She hits the button to start recording, but I had already started it and I didn't tell her. So she turned it off and then the whole thing was just lost. I'm like, oh. She's like, don't hand it to me rolling. I'm like, I want to make sure we're rolling. And she turned it off. Technology. Good times.
It's like when we were shooting that one dinosaur video where I was doing dinosaur parkour and we had Ruth go out and we were going to have her try and record something. And all I had were like 10 photos on my phone afterwards, which in fairness, that was the Android's fault probably.
Yep. So it was because she couldn't tell if it was rolling or not. Yep. And she was so nervous about not getting it. And then it just was a disaster. Fortunately, we could work around that. All right. So here's some of the stuff we didn't get to. First, there was COVID. Then there was murder hornets. And now monkeypox.
That's a thing?
Yeah. Monkeypox is a thing, actually. Countries like Europe, North America, and some others are reporting new cases of monkeypox now. If you don't know what it is, it basically is, it comes from animals, usually in other countries, but it can be transferred to humans. And it's like smallpox or chicken pox and things like that. It's generally a mild illness and it's got fever, headache, fatigue, muscle aches, and like dots.
Did it come from monkeys?
Originally it did. And they were
good
doing
question, Evan.
They were seems obvious, but you know what? You never know. You know, it could have like looked like a monkey on a microscope, but yeah, it was actually when they were doing monkey experiments is where it came from, like back in the 50s. But they say that right now cases are low and there's no need to worry. And I don't think we need to panic. Yet.
I'm not.
They will make a panic for that soon, I'm sure.
Well, hopefully it is not the new COVID.
This was really, really weird, man, and slightly messed up. Okay, so there's a Russian soldier following the invasion of Ukraine. There's a Russian soldier on trial for war crimes. So this is, there's so many things as I'm like, how did this happen so quickly? So what happened is there is this Russian soldier and he's young, he's like 18 or 19.
Oh man.
And so he was with his battalion and his direct order came to shoot this elderly man who was on a phone and they were saying he could be giving our coordinates and he resisted the order. He says he resisted the first order, but then was yelled at by another person, and he took the shot, and he killed this man. And so he is actually on trial. And you wonder, well, how did he even get on trial? Like, why would Russia turn him over? It's because he was captured. And then they tracked this back to him.
Got it.
Okay, because I thought the same thing. I'm like, yeah. How does this even happen? Oh, he's 21. And so he is set to get life in prison if convicted of shooting this man. And he asked the victim's widow, who was also at the trial, he asked for forgiveness for what he did. And he said, I realize that you can't forgive me, but I'm pleading your forgiveness. And she's still in the moment and hurt by this, obviously. And she told the court that the man deserves a life sentence for killing her husband, but added she wouldn't mind if he was used as an exchange for a prisoner swap with Russia for some of the surrendered Ukrainian defenders at the plant in Mariupol. You know, so, I mean, that's kind of cool that she's willing to, like, okay, don't let him stand trial here if it helps bring some of our men home, you know. So in the midst of that, just a really, really mess up thing. But ironically, after many of the Ukrainian soldiers were captured in that steel mill, they are now considered prisoners of war, so they have to be treated well. But Russia is doing their own war crimes investigations, and you know how fair that's going to be.
Yeah.
So they've threatened to investigate these fighters for war crimes, branding them as Nazis and criminals.
Oh, come on.
Yeah, that's just a mess, man. Putin is just a nightmare in all of this, and it's just having a ripple effect and destroying so many people's lives. But I was shocked that they've already gotten one war crimes trial underway, and you know, that needs to happen for sure. This was interesting. There was a Tesla. There was a car operating on autopilot, and the guy had a crash, and it killed two people. Boy, this is heavy news today. But the crazy thing about this is he's actually being charged, not Tesla. Because in the past, like, Tesla's driving things have been coming under fire, but I'm not even sure where this lands, but this guy, the judge ruled that the man can be held liable because it's his vehicle. Just like if you have a car and you have bad brakes or you don't keep up with it, you're responsible for your car's upkeep. And so if you're driving, you are still responsible to drive the car, even with driving assist.
Right. And he was behind the wheel, right?
Like, exactly.
Even though his hands weren't on the wheel, he was behind the wheel, so he is responsible.
Well, here's the crazy thing. The data shows his hand was on the wheel. So, because you know, in Teslas, you have to have your hand on the wheel and it monitors if you do or not, and it'll beep at you if you don't. And some people will wrap things around it to beat the system.
Oh my gosh. But I know. We should not be given these self-driving cars.
I know. I agree.
We're not responsible enough.
We should hire just a group of people. This could be jobs that we train to drive us everywhere. Like, you know, and they're like, you get your own personal driver. Mm-hmm. That comes with every new car you purchase. Exactly. I would love that. Hey, Frank, how you doing today? I'm doing pretty good, man. How's wife and kids? Good. Hey, let's run on over to Jiffy Mart there because I need to pick up some snacks for our trip. Oh, and you're going on that trip too because I'm not driving anywhere.
Yeah.
That would be amazing.
And that's so sad that someone loses their life over something so ridiculous.
Yeah, and so...
So he did have the hand on the wheel. He wasn't trying to trick the...
A Tesla engineer said that sensors indicate he had his hand on the steering wheel. And they said the data shows no brakes were applied for 6 minutes before the crash, so the car was just... But it seems to me, if the Tesla engineer is saying he was doing everything right except maybe paying attention, Tesla's got to be somewhat culpable in this if it ran through a stoplight and hit somebody, because that's what happened. It came off of an off-ramp and ran through and hit somebody.
Gosh, that makes me scared of any Teslas I'm around.
I know. Like, I see them all the time. Like, oh, I do like that car. That's so nice. But yeah, I don't stop to think, oh, that's somebody in the car that's probably not paying as much attention to their driving as they should be.
That's,
you know,
scary.
Because if I owned a Tesla, I would never I don't trust anything. So I would never trust anything to drive completely autonomously for me. I would still want to be involved. But I do think that there would be a much less level of attention that I would pay.
Well, and this makes me think they need to just pull all that equipment off of these Teslas, because I feel like we've heard more terrible things than we have good things.
Yeah, it's not perfected yet.
And especially if equipment like this can affect someone's life, then It needs to be reconsidered.
Yeah, I don't know. Are we ahead of the technology? Because, I mean, think about this, too. Like, we always talk about wanting flying cars. We can't even get self-driving cars. Oh, we do. We want
no.
cars. But we can't get... We got to get great automated stuff worked out before that happens. Mm-hmm. I mean, that's crazy. Like, because I was thinking the other day, we were driving, and there was 8 lanes. This highway was 8 lanes, and there was nowhere else to go. The only place to go is up. So you've either got to stack your highways like they do in San Francisco, or you got to have flying cars eventually. You know, it's just...
Stack them?
Yeah. In San Francisco, your freeways and bridges are double-deckered a lot of places. So you've got...
So if you need to go somewhere, you're like, I could take the chance and go on the top, or I could take the chance and go on the bottom.
Yeah. I think sometimes they're going in different directions, maybe. But yeah, so you have double-decker highways. Instead of them being this way, they're this way. And so, yeah.
I wouldn't want to live anywhere close to that. That's insane.
Lady Rock, what do you got? This is going to have to be a faster cast today because I got to get to Georgia, which we'll cover in weekend plans.
I'll just slow down a little bit.
No, come on.
Well, this is a hot button for you.
Oh, good.
So being a comedian in this day and time where so many are vocal about what triggers them or offends them.
Already upset.
It can be hard to navigate. And comedian Ricky Gervais recently talked about this issue and said he believes people get offended, quote, when they mistake the subject of a joke with the actual target. And in reality, it's actually irony.
That's when I say summer, I don't really mean for comic effect, and you as an audience, you laugh at the wrong thing because you know what the right thing is.
Well, you're part of the game. You're the audience, in on the game.
So that's what the joke is. He's making light of a serious topic, but you're laughing at the thing that you know it's wrong. And he knows it's wrong. Everyone's in on the joke, but some people take it seriously.
That's a great way to point that out. Like, The Office was so good at this. Michael Scott would say the most horrible, wrong thing. Sometimes they were racist. Sometimes they were inflammatory.
And wasn't he a writer for The Office?
Yeah.
Ricky Gervais.
I think so, yeah. And so the reality is... He's exactly right. You're doing it to a ludicrous level, the statement. It's not because you're a racist, but because you've said it so ludicrously or the situation is so incomprehensible that everyone else should, by default, know, okay, no one should be like that. But that's the humor in it, but this is what's right. And so I love him saying that.
Right. Some people are thinking you shouldn't even say it because
they're like,
wrong.
You're just doing racist jokes.
But the joke, the joke is the joke. Yeah.
I've always struggled through this because my sense of humor is very much...
saying the wrong thing.
Very much. I mean, like, this job kills me because I can't do half of what pops into my head. I'm constantly filtering because I understand that is comedy. And that's sometimes the funniest things are that thing that's so outlandish, mm-hmm. but that's where the humor comes from. But boy, people that listen to the radio, again, potties, you guys are amazing. You guys get stuff. People that listen to the radio, they listen passively. They kind of halfway hear something and they go nuts. I spent last week fielding a bunch of emails from my boss going, hey, somebody else is mad about this. Somebody's mad about this. And you're like, mm-hmm. They missed the entire point of what I was saying because they don't listen. Or honestly, they're not sophisticated enough. Not that I'm this highbrow comedian, but like, there are people that are so ignorant comedically that all they want to do is be offended. So they take a little piece of what's said, they fail to see the bigger picture, and they're just being mad. Because I don't mind being the bad guy in humor. Like, mm-hmm. I don't mind saying the thing that doesn't make me look good, mm-hmm. but it's again, it's for that purpose of it's so outrageous that no one would believe this is really, really true, but that's what makes it funny because then it shines light on what actually is right. Mm-hmm. And you go, oh, that's how I got in all that trouble with Switchfoot all those years ago. Like, we had Switchfoot on before I came here. I had him on my mainstream show. And they walked out of the interview because I was asking them like what would be inflammatory questions about like being Christians and this is before I was doing Christian radio, but that was asked to me the day before because I was a Christian on this mainstream show. And I was answering and they were painting me to be a very right-wing conservative lunatic Christian. And I knew that's what my co-host was doing. So my whole point in asking these same questions to Switchfoot was for them to answer them in a normal, I'm a normal person, and answer these questions, and they would shine light and make Christians look normal and better, mm-hmm. you know? Mm-hmm. And then in that forum, because my partner wasn't going to go after them like he went after me. Mm-hmm. And so it would have been a really good segment. But I can't remember his name. Oh, come on. John Foreman. Later I learned that the topic of these things hit him really wrong because they had been dealing with some stuff in the band, unbeknownst to any of us. Mm-hmm. And so when that hit him, he just pulled the plug and was like, we're leaving, we're out, you know. And so it was nice that when I came to Christian Radio 8 years later or whatever, I was able to talk with him about that story. And he remembered me and remembered I was the guy that he walked out on, because I was setting him up when I first met him. I'm like, you ever walked out on an interview? And I was setting him up, and he goes, yeah, I have just one. And I'm like, oh, that's interesting. And he goes, yeah, it was in Atlanta. I said, I know. And he goes, yeah, I know it was you. And I had to cut my hair and stuff. I didn't think he'd know to recognize me. But it was really cool because we got to get to the bottom of that. But again, it's a misunderstanding in comedy, mm-hmm. you know. So, all right, that's a great clip. Lady Rock, let's do some birthdays.
We have two of them.
And I have one. Let's see if you have the same ones that I have. You go. So, like, people, okay, here's the deal. People email me when they miss the deadline for their birthdays and stuff like that, but you can always still put it in on our form at wayfm.com. That way Betty sees it and we know we get them.
Right, exactly. So, Steven, today is he celebrated his birthday on the 18th. Got it? In a little late, but here it is. Steven, happy birthday. Said turning 21, and I love listening to the Wally Show podcast and Aftercast.
Nice.
I'm so glad I found you guys. It has really helped me think about the funny and good things in life when life gets hard. That's awesome. We love hearing that. Forgive me.
Is it Guillermo?
No.
Is he celebrating?
Okay, you say it. A-M-A-D-O.
A-M-A-D-O, Amado?
Amado?
Amadeo?
Okay. Amadeo. A-M-A-A-M-A-D-O, Amado.
Amado.
Is it D-O or D-E-O?
No, D-O.
No, Amado.
Amado?
Yeah, tomato, Amado.
To his daughter, Amalia. Amalia?
Amelia, maybe.
A-M-A-L-I-A.
Whoa. Amelia.
Amelia?
No, it was
Amalia. Amelia.
Amalia.
Dadgummit.
She's turning two tomato. And is so much fun. Happy birthday.
She's two. She'll never remember this. This is fortunate.
See, she'll understand her name someday.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. Well, happy birthday.
Anyways, let's go to Weekend Plans.
Well, wait, no, I got one. Oh. You jumped the gun.
Okay, go ahead.
I got
we
one here.
Celebrate.
This is from Rebecca. Now this is really late. I tried to text you last week, but I didn't get. I'm a loyal potty from Iowa, and it is my 45th birthday. So I'm giving myself a birthday shout out. So Rebecca, happy birthday to you. She said, my husband just this week started listening to you guys because he knows how much I love listening and wants to connect. So we're going to talk about the things you talk about. So there you go. I love it. Rebecca, thanks for being a potty and happy birthday. Happy 45th.
This is a little ironic.
Okay.
So I just got a text from my dad, and it's a picture of this woman. She looks like she's Amish, but she's feeding a baby through a goat. Okay. So the goat is nursing the baby. And it says up above it, there'll probably be flying cars in 2023. And it says people in 2022. And it shows this woman. Sadly, that's true because there is a baby formula shortage. Yeah. So it's like we're going backwards, people.
We are definitely
going backwards.
All right. With that, let's move forward. Ooh. And
weekend plans. Everyone's got a weekend plans.
Okay. I'll start. Mine's obvious. I am going out of town. That's why we're doing a little bit of a faster cast. I have my triplets, niece and nephews. Birthday to go to. They are, or not birthday, graduation. They're 19, graduating high school. They should not even be alive. They were born at 25 weeks and it was touch and go. They were in the hospital for 3 months and they're all out and all graduating, which is pretty remarkable. So it's a big day for their family and for my wife especially too, because it's her brother and stuff. So yeah, we're going over there and that's going to be it. Like, graduation stuff and drive home.
That'll be fun.
Yeah, it will be fun. Lady Rock.
So tonight I'm doing nothing. I'm going to run a few errands that I need to do, but that's good. I want to have nothing for today. But then tomorrow I think I'm going to get together with my mom and dad.
Oh, good.
And then later in the day I'm going to a friend's house where we're having a surprise get together for a friend of ours who's having a birthday.
What's her name?
Just in case. And then Sunday, church and hanging out at home.
I had asked Betty Rock. Betty Rock got her mom the best present. She said she was going to buy tickets for them to go see Downton Abbey, and she had Gavin make up a little ticket thing and stuff like that. I'm like, oh, how was Downton Abbey? Was it good? Oh, we haven't gone yet. And I'm like, she's getting credit for the tickets and is never going to take her mom.
No.
Like, I thought you'd take her this weekend, but then you're doing something with your mom and dad, so he's not going to want to go to that because that's Danny stinking Ray. He's not going to be caught at Downton Abbey.
He won't. He's like, I don't like anything with Downtown Abbey.
I don't like Downton Abbey. I don't like downtown. I don't even like anyone named Abbey Dadgummit. So I'm going to sit here in my Barco clown, my Barco liner recliner and just hang out. I love your dad. Like, I want to be your dad. Not your dad, but I want to be Danny Ray.
I'm so confused, but we're going to move on. Gavin, what are you doing?
We're going to Indiana for a golf weekend.
Oh, so you're traveling too.
Yep, you're traveling a lot lately.
Ew. Oh, yeah. No, this was...
Gas is expensive, guys.
I know. Well, I flew last weekend, and that was nice. But this one we planned a while back because my buddy just graduated or just finished his master's, and this was the first free weekend. Can I get a little like take from you guys on this? Mm-hmm. So it was planned as a golf weekend, as in golf on Saturday, and then golf on Sunday. Like we were gonna go crazy with
guy
this.
Time.
Yeah, and it was gonna be fun. We haven't seen these guys since last year, and you know, one of the guys I see every other month because we're best friends and our wives are tight. It's like fun.
Oh, that's good.
But these two are coming from Chicago and Champaign, so it's like a little bit of a drive. But what's weird is that we had planned a weekend out of this, and it has actually just turned into one afternoon. They are driving on Saturday morning, and then one of them wants to go back to his town in Champaign the next day, but he wants to go back on Saturday night. So they're getting there at like noon and leaving on at 7.
Oh, so
and the guy who lives in Chicago is staying in Champaign.
So that's barely enough time to play golf. Golf is 5 hours.
And we were going to do 18 holes, and then we were going to grill out and have a good time. Aww. And they're kind of... They're kind of flaking on this.
Okay, now let me ask you this. Was this always planned to be like couples and stuff too, or just guys?
It was going to be just guys. Like Haley was going to come up and she and my friend's wife were just going to hang out because they would have each other and they were going to do their own little girly things.
That's a good thing.
And then we were going to do our thing for most of the weekend.
It's hard because you don't want to look like the sensitive friend. It's like, guys, I really want to hang out with you.
Oh, yeah,
I'm sad.
Not going to say anything. But,
you can't.
But me and my buddy have...
Made play. Who has the longest drive? You?
No. Mine's only two. I have the shortest drive, actually, and that's 2.5 hours from here to Evansville.
Okay.
Champaign's 3 hours.
Okay.
And Chicago's far. It's like 5.5. So that's tougher.
That's on that guy then. Like,
I know.
He has to drive 10 hours in one day.
I would think he'd want to stay longer, though. So it's just, we're a little bit confused by this whole thing.
Yeah, but, that's
adult
not
fun. Friendship. It's fun.
It can be challenging to navigate. Speaking of which, we have to talk about this maybe next week. Maybe I'll put it in for a topic. You know how Gavin has Cool Friend that he wants to be best friends with?
Cool Friend.
And he's working hard at it.
Yeah.
Cop Cool Friend, who has ghosted him in the past. Cop Cool Friend was like, hey, you want to take jujitsu lessons with me? And Gavin was on the fence. I'm like, absolutely, you say yes. You go, yes.
Do I look like the guy
know.
Who would get his butt
and then
kicked?
And then I feel like if he does, like if he takes him up on this, you're going to look, no offense, but a little ridiculous.
Oh, his friend knows
this. And then it's going to be hard to look cool in front of that cool friend.
Yeah. It's not about that. You're not going to look cool. You're not
talking about
be,
it.
Guy,
it's just time spent together doing something cool.
And the fact that he asked you to do that is like, yes, you 100% say yes.
I would gladly go do it. I'm gladly going to do one session with him. I did find out that per month he pays about $200 for this class.
Yeah.
That may be my... Excellent.
That's your out.
That's my out for doing it once.
Yeah.
Not paying for it, one free session.
Yeah.
And then getting out.
Then he says, I'll pay half.
I wonder if he's getting paid for everyone he recruits. Oh, that would be dirty.
Should ask him.
You should. It's like when girls invite girls over. Hey, I haven't seen you in a while. Come on over.
And then you find out selling you Pampered Chef.
Yes, exactly.
It's ridiculous.
I would want to know before I make my judgment.
Ask.
You should find out. Because if that's the case, then he's not a friend. But if he wanted to do that. Like, I mean, that's how I got into mountain biking.
Oh, yeah.
Gregor Bears, as you guys call him, was huge into cycling his whole life. And our families were hanging out. So I'm like, okay, I'll try it. And I went and borrowed one of his bikes and then bought a bike. And it was like, okay, if I'm going to be friends with this guy, let's do things that we can do, you know? And it was fun. And it turned into a whole lifestyle thing for me that I enjoy. So you might find that it's something you actually like, or if nothing else, at least it bonds you to this friend and you become better friends.
Sure. Yeah.
You should
we're going to totally see. Or I'm never going to do it.
You should go.
Cost money.
Yeah, that I get. That I totally get. All right. Well, I think with that, what? We just did after plans.
I want to talk about everything.
Well, you're going to do it by yourself and quietly. And there goes Gavin's mic. And so with that, we are going to wrap this up so I can get on the road to Atlanta. And that's going to do it for your aftercast. And as always, thanks for being a potty. Yeah.